Right. So all of those had to do with you calling Outbound for the first time. Now let's talk about kind of the difficult issues that that come about. People not calling you back when you've left them a message. First of all, don't ever forget that phrase that I told you about. People that I know really well, I'll sometimes say, because they know I was in the military, I sometimes say, hey, I'm going to be a moving target for the next several hours, and so you can try to reach me back and give them the number, and I'll also try to reach you back. Take care. It's just a phrase that I use. I'm going to be a moving target, right, because it's a military kind of a phrase there. So don't forget that phrase, because that's what allows you to call somebody back, and you're not sitting there waiting for them to call you back. Now I want to go into some of the follow-up things that that maybe you set an appointment, and then they didn't call you back. I've not had a lot of people from cold market that I have left a message for call me back, but I've called them back and reached them. And so then it's just, hey, you know, my name is Tim Sales. You left a message. And he goes, oh, yeah, I got your message. And I say, oh, great. And then just go right into it and start talking with them. But I've not had a lot of them. I'd say a few have, maybe 2% would be what I would guess. So if you're frustrated because somebody doesn't call you back, don't be. That does not help you. And if it doesn't help you, why do it? And I've seen people get twisted because somebody didn't call them back. And I just think that's an enormous waste of energy. It doesn't do you any good. It doesn't help you out. So there's no reason to get upset about it. If you left that message, like I said, then you have authorization to call them back. I typically will take off caller ID when I call back more than twice in a day. So I will block my ID number when I call them more than twice a day. That allows you to call them a couple of times there. Some of the issues when people don't return your phone call. First of all, let me just give you some philosophical views of this. And just let's just look at the obvious of what's going on. So let's suppose that you've talked to this prospect and you've connected with them. You did the inviting formula. First of all, if you didn't do the close to action step exactly, then you're just absolutely asking for problems. I can always tell when I have flubbed up my inviting formula on the close to action step. And for those of you who have no idea what in the world I'm talking about, in a tool called Professional Inviter, and you can just go to proinviter.com, it's 8 CDs of inviting, and you hear live calls of me calling prospects. I had a discussion in Professional Inviter about this very issue, about why people don't call you back if you set an appointment and such. And one of the main reasons is the close to action step wasn't done correctly. So the inviting formula that's found in Professional Inviter has 6 steps. And one of those steps is close to action. People who don't follow up correctly, people who have a lot of no-shows, people who send brochures to somebody and the person promised to look at it and then don't, close to action is the thing you need to drill and get right. Okay, you just got to master that step. That'll help you out a lot. Doesn't help every single time, though. Okay, trust me. I still get people who I call, you know, they said they'd watch a video and then they don't. I can't ever reach them again. That's part of it. And the person just edited themselves out. In other words, they qualified up to the point where they would receive a video, but they didn't qualify through the video. And so it's all right, right? If you just kind of look at it, if you, let's say that you bought 50 leads and you only were able to reach 25 of those people. All right, well, 25 edited themselves out. Okay, you might have left a message, the very best message that you could, but 25 of them edited themselves out. And then you talk to them on the telephone and you're able to send a video to, let's say, 20 of them. And of the 20, 10 of those people wouldn't return your phone call. They didn't answer the phone when they said they would. And so those 10 people edited themselves out. So now you've got 10 more to talk to, of which you may edit some of them out because you don't have the time to spend with the amount that person has to learn. And so just recognize it from that perspective. There's going to be people who edit themselves out, and that's okay. I still follow up, and I'm going to give you my sequence and what I do and such in just a few minutes, but it's okay if people edit themselves out. It's really all right. Then there is why. Why don't they call you back? If you just absolutely must know this, I'll explain it to you because it's very, very obvious, and once you see it, it's very simple. Because if you get put off and you feel as though that it was rude and things like, then you're destroying your energy for the time being. And sometimes that time being can be 2 or 3 minutes and then you're off to the next call. Sometimes that time off can be a couple of hours. You may have to go see a movie to get over it. And there's some people that it completely kicks them out of the business forever. Just simply because they couldn't handle somebody not returning their call. If you just really look at it, that's kind of lame for somebody to give up their own goals and dreams in life because somebody chose to edit themselves out. It's just, it's not logical. So, but if you're dying to know, I'll tell you why. It's because they do not have enough guts to say to you, I'm not interested. They would rather hide. That's all. That's it. Now, why? Well, it may be that they've had a bad experience in network marketing. It may be that somehow they know what you're calling about. In other words, it could be anything, but the point is, it doesn't matter a whole lot. You need to know that they're not calling you back, and what does that mean? That does not mean that you're a bad person. It does not mean that you're not valuable. It does not mean that you're not a good business person. It doesn't mean that you did something wrong. It just means they edited themselves out, and it's probably because they do not have enough guts, enough confront, enough stability to say to you, hey, you know what? Gosh, thanks so much for showing that to me, but I'm not interested. Now, that takes a giant person to say that. So if you do get someone who says, you know, hey, gosh, you know, I really appreciate you showing that to me, but I'm really not interested in it, then realize what a gem of a person you've got on the phone, and don't you dare try to talk them into it. Just say, gosh, wow, thank you for that. Thanks for telling me that. And then change the subject. Okay, now I cover every bit of this, examples of it. You hear me talking to a lady named Lynn who says no, and you hear what I do. You hear exactly how I say to her, and you could hear in her voice how hard it was for her to say, Tim, I'm not interested. I appreciate you. I know who you are and what success you've had, but I'm just not interested. And so you can hear me just say, hey, you know what? There won't be another word said about it. Thanks so much for telling me that. And then I move on and I start talking about her. So I urge you to listen to that section on follow-up again.